under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, April 24th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Got a great show lined up for you. Lots of activity in Lansing yesterday. Last-minute filings for state representatives were being done in Lansing. In my race, I definitely have a Democrat opponent. The Democrat Party did not want me to be unopposed and to be their nominee, so they found some guy from Rapid City that nobody's ever heard of, and last minute he filed his $100 affidavit of identity down at the Bureau of Elections, which was due before 4 o'clock. Yesterday was the deadline, and I definitely have a challenger. Looking forward to see if he will debate me at any Democrat function. I doubt it. I'll probably have to make a cardboard cutout and debate the cardboard cutout. That's if any Democrats would even bother to show up. But they're going to spend money on his race to defeat me. They will stay home on their August 6th ballot. The Democrats in six counties, Benzie, Manistee, four northern townships of Wexford County, all of Grand Traverse County except for Traverse City, the city limits, major portion of Kalkaska, and all of our Antrim County. The Democrats will have to stay on their side of the ballot on the August 6th primary. So as a result of me running and getting a Democrat challenger, they will stay home and vote for him and not be able to cross over and play games in our Republican primary. The Republican primary will be pure. So I hope you guys understand that, because I got a couple of text messages yesterday. They didn't understand, again, yet still, why I was running as a Democrat. I explained it to them. When I got done talking with them, they understood it. So I just wanted to clarify that for the record. I will be facing Larry Knight from Rapid City that nobody has heard of. Honestly, they don't even know if he's really a Democrat. But he's on the ballot. And they were challenging whether or not I was a Democrat politically, in the way that I run. Yes. John F. Kennedy, business Democrat to fix the state of Michigan. Last-minute filings also took place in the U.S. Senate race. There is officially 5 Republicans submitting signatures to be on the ballot for August 6. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell was the first. Then Mike Rogers, Justin Amash filed. Yesterday, Peter Meyer and Sandy Pensler. Those are the 5 that will be on the August 6 primary ballot. And only one is not a recycled politician or has ever run for this type of seat before, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. And we're going to be talking about Mr. Rogers' signatures in today's show as well. Got 4 different confirmed sources yesterday. Something's going on with Rogers' signatures. Dr. Jeff will be in the house next segment. Text me your questions. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on these Hump Day Wednesdays. Joining us in this time slot is Dr. Jeff from the Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, wanted to ask you a question out of the gate that came late last Wednesday when we were talking.
All right.
And I got it stored in my phone here, and I just wanted to kind of get you off the cuff with it. Dogs licking people's plates. Is that okay to do?
Yeah, it's pre-wash.
That's what I say. I do it with Mr. Snoop every single time. Vicky's like, don't let him lick. I said, listen, I'm in charge of the dishes after dinner. Okay, that's my job. I'm the one that's got to rinse them off, you know, put them in the dishwasher. If it gets full, I'm the one that puts the soap in. I'm the one that sets the timer, you know, so it goes off and runs at 2 o'clock in the morning. Don't tell me how to do my job. Okay, and she's like, no, that's not. Well, I actually got it from another client of yours, I think, who bring their dog, their animals to you. Mm-hmm. But they said, you never asked Dr. Jeff about this when you were talking about feeding them human food.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, we had that conversation. And now Mr. Snoop's half on his dry food that we get actually at Costco. It's lamb and rice formula with all the vitamins and stuff that they put into it. He gets a cup of that and a cup of the homemade recipe food.
Good.
And I said, I mean, like you say, that's pre-washed so that you don't have to scrub and stand there and get the melted cheese off the plate, right?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, just the same thing, as long as it's, you know, like chocolate, you know, or avocado, or which avocados, particularly the skin and pits, actually can be, can give them some digestive upsets. As long as
him licking the plate with guacamole is not a problem.
No, usually the flesh is fine, especially if you're only getting a little bit of it.
So, yeah.
I mean, like this morning, my three got leftover egg, sausage, and toast. So there it goes. So
you fed them the crust, right?
Yeah. So the here, funny story with this. I was a much younger veterinarian, and I had an aunt that just, you know, there's people that are animal people.
Yeah.
And then there's people that are the opposite of that. She was the opposite of that. I mean, she wasn't mean to animals. She just did not like animals. You know, she just thought they were kind of dirty or whatever, which, you know what, big world, everybody's got their own, you know, whatever. But anyway, I was messing with her, and I put the plate down and let the dog lick it, and then I put the plate back in the, like the dog cleaned it, and I put it back on the shelf. She's like, oh.
Yes, I've been, well, that's what I say to her is now when she is, you know, looking at me funny, I said, well, honey, you can put this one right back up in the cupboard. Yep. You know, Mr. Snoop cleaned it. We're good to go. So, what is it about the, I don't know if this is true or a wives tale or whatever, but there's something in a dog's saliva that will actually help healing a wound.
Yeah. You hear the old adage that a dog's mouth is cleaner than a person's mouth. And actually, a person's mouth is cleaner than a cat's mouth. If I have had people sent to the hospital for injuries here, to the human hospital, you know, or to the doctor for being injured here, 9 times out of 10 is a cat bite. Cats have just nasty bacteria that grow in their mouth. So any cat bite, you know, really watch it, because you'll get infected pretty quick. But dogs' mouths, just the natural flora or the natural bacteria that are in there, are, it's less. And dogs will lick wounds. And actually, that you brought that up.
Yes.
The old Romans. And, well, I collect old medical books, and I like reading medical history, obviously. And the guys back then, they didn't know exactly why stuff worked, but they were very observant. And
sure.
Romans noticed that if dogs licked wounds on the soldiers, the wounds healed better. So the first MASH unit, if you want to call it this, were a bunch of Roman soldiers laying in a field with dogs running around licking their wounds, to the point that I can remember my mythology now. Asclepius, which you calls it, the medical symbol, is called an asclepian staff, which is the one that has one snake on it. Because there's one that's got one snake and one that's got two snakes. And I think the two snake one is the staff of Hermes, which is, you know, the one other Greek. But anyway, the Asclepius, the god they had the head of a dog. For that reason. So, yeah.
I'll
so
be
dogs
darn.
Lick wounds. Now, they can overdo it, too, and cause you know, and cause, you know, problems sometimes. Sure. As well, but yeah, and I've heard people come in and tell stories with, you know, people that are, I hope nobody's eating breakfast right now, you know, they're diabetic, and you can get like these little ulcers and stuff, and that the dogs licking the ulcers help heal them. So
interesting. Yeah. Because, you know, that's what I told her. And it's really funny because I got this from the other client, you know, because they were feeding their dog and they thought it was okay. And I said, yeah, I do it with Snoop. But to get confirmation, we'll talk to Dr. Jeff and we'll get this clarified. So, hey, you do a lot with animals, farm animals. You make farm visits. Yep. What days are you basically setting aside for your farm visits now that we're heading into spring, summer?
Right now, it's still Thursdays.
Thursdays. So, yep. Okay. And in part of that, you deal a lot with horses.
Yes.
I want you to explain, not only do you own horses, you've had horses forever. You started off, you know, with horses when you were very young. Yeah. Explain what's coming up in May.
So in May, because this is something that we could actually have a whole thing with, as people, the large animal people know, actually there's a veterinary shortage across the board. And there is also really a shortage of large animal and equine veterinarians to the point, and, you know, I can't be everywhere. And, I mean, I'm pretty much the only horse doctor from – I think Manistique East, and then down to, I think Jensen's, Dr. Michelin does horses in Petoskey, but that's a big area that we all cover, and I can't be everywhere. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to start a first aid clinic, or it's going to be where people can come in and we're going to go over some first aid things, what's going to be your most common injuries, kind of how to handle a horse, you know, that's injured, and things like that. And where it's going to be May 15th at 5:30 here at one of the local ranches here. It's on our Facebook page. If you go to that, you can see it right there.
Okay, so it's going to be in the Sault Ste. Marie area.
Yep. I'm going to video record it, so then that way we can go ahead and however I figure out how to post it. Because remember, to me, computers work by magic. And when the magic white smoke – you let the magic white smoke out, they quit working. Honestly, well, this is – I mean,
well, there's two ways, just so you know. There's two ways you can do it. Facebook Live, so it'll at least be on your Facebook page.
Okay.
But the other way to do it, I found that works really well, is simply have a iPhone or a smartphone with a tripod.
Yep.
And just hit video.
Yeah.
And as long as the battery stays charged, you know, you're able, with enough storage in the phone, you're able to then actually upload it into your hard drive. From there, you can upload it from the hard drive onto YouTube, Rumble, BitChute, whatever platform you use. So,
and that's one thing. Now that you said that, we do have a YouTube channel that only has like a couple. We used to be active several years ago, and we've kind of let it go by the wayside. So we'll have to do that again. That's a good idea. Yeah, I'm to the point now. I asked my 12-year-old. I'm like, how do you do this again?
Yes, there you go. Yes. Well, I'm not 12. I'm 66. But, you know, this old dog has figured it out. So, but now let me ask you this.
Sure.
So basically, this will be kind of the run-of-the-mill things that have happened over the years. You've seen it. You've had to go out to a farm and take care of a horse. But, you know, it's like, really, if you would have just done this, this, and this beforehand, it probably you wouldn't have to call me.
Yeah, wouldn't have to call, or at least you can stay, keep them stable until you can get help. And that's the goal of first aid, is not necessarily, that's why I call it first aid, is because it's the first thing you do, get them stabilized, and then get them to somewhere, you know, to a definitive treatment is what we call it.
Sure. Yeah.
And also, so we're going to cover colic, obviously, because that's the biggest thing that we have. Then we're going to cover normals, because if you don't want to know what abnormal is, you need to know what normal is.
Yeah.
And then just some basics, like how to, and then cuts and lacerations. So the biggest things that I've ever seen on emergency, colic, cuts and lacerations. And so how to do some bandaging, how to control bleeding, And then we are also, I am putting together some actual first aid kits that I've gone through and things that we're going to pull the kit out, and we'll have actually those available online to purchase here. And so we're going to have those available for people to order, and we'll go through everything in there. And it's all, because I've looked around, and some of the first aid kits, they'll give you like, sometimes they want a lot of money for what you're getting.
Sure.
And there's not a lot of stuff in there. So I've gone
through. And not a lot of the right stuff.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to go
through.
So
you've learned over the years, this is, you know, a really good package of materials to have ready on hand. Yep. And so you're putting your own first aid kits together.
Yep. So we're going to roll out with one here, the horse one first. And then on the line is to go roll out with a dog one too. Go from there. So
very good, good.
We're calling it how to be your own vet sometimes.
There you go. That's perfect. And that's, again, going to be May 15th.
Yep.
So if anybody's interested, or you can let people know, actually, it's probably better to do it in person if they can make it to Sault Ste. Marie. But like you said, you are going to try to have the video of it.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, very good.
If you want to attend, you have to. It's BYOC, bring your own chair, because we're going to be in the arena. And let me know, get on the Facebook page and message us, and just, I'm trying to get a little bit of a count how many people are going to show up to know if I need to do a second round of it or not, if we get a big enough, a big enough
crowd
interest in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even to the point, I'm even here sitting there. This is my ADHD. I'm always thinking, even to the point, if it gets busy enough, if I could locate a place a little bit below the bridge, that would, someplace that would host me. If there's anybody out there, I'd be more than happy to come down, you know, below the bridge and do it again.
Okay.
If they wanted that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this is going to be Wednesday, May 15th. And do you know what time yet you're going to have?
We're going to try 5:30. It's going to be a start time. And I figure a couple hours. I'm not going to make an all-nighter out of it.
Sure. Good deal. Okay, so we'll keep promoting that. And again, if anybody's out there listening, you have horses and an area where people could come and meet, maybe we can schedule one of these like Mackinac City or maybe even a little farther south.
Yeah.
And see if somebody, I love to stay on the I-75 corridor. Makes it so simple for people. So,
oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, very good. All right, very good. We're going to put that out there. And then lastly, now that we're back, spring, summer, your guys are getting busy with all kinds of dental cleanings and things like that. What are we looking at as far as hours of the Sioux Animal Hospital for the summer?
We keep our same hours, so 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
8 to 5 Monday through Friday. That's not changing for the summer at all. Very good. Excellent. Last text message real quick. Do I need a prescription for any of the flea and tick medicines that are out there, or do you sell them there at the animal hospital? I don't really understand the tech. But
okay, we sell them. Now, if it is a pill, so we're going to do this real quick. There's a difference between an FDA and an EPA product. If you give it a pill and you give it internally, that is an FDA product, and it's probably a script. Like the Bravecto we use as a script, NexGard is a script. If you put it on them topically, like Frontline, Advantage, that's an EPA product, and that can be sold over the counter.
Very good. Excellent. Perfect timing. Again, the phone number 906-635-5910. If you have any questions, give Dr. Jeff a call. Greatly appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Bottom of the Hour News. We'll be right back.